Do you know what a roundhouse is? Well, a roundhouse is to railroad engines what a big garage is to automobiles. It's the place the engines live when they're not working. Once upon a time, there was a roundhouse in a railroad yard. All sorts of engines lived in this roundhouse. Big old steam engines, sleek new diesel engines, streamlined passenger train engines, huge bulky freight train engines, rusty, dusty old engines, and one tiny blue switching engine with a tall smokestack. One busy day in the railroad yards, a train full of toys pulled in. It was drawn by a small steam engine, and just as the train arrived in the railroad yard, four of the engine's wheels fell off. The engineer on this train full of toys was a clown with a tall, pointed white hat and a big red nose and a very wide smile which was painted on his face. When the wheels fell off his engine, he began to cry bitterly. Big tears rolled down his cheeks and washed away his smile, and this was a very sad thing to see. "Oh, I must get this trainload of toys over the big mountain to the city on the other side. There are hundreds of children waiting for these toys. They will be so disappointed." After a while, the tears stopped falling. Crying won't get these toys to the other side of the mountain," the clown said to himself. "Maybe I can find someone to help me." Just then, a sleek diesel engine came up to the roundhouse. "Please, Mr. Diesel Engine, sir, will you pull this trainload of toys over the mountain?" But the sleek diesel engine snorted. "I wouldn't think of pulling a beat-up train of toys like yours. I am a passenger engine. I have just finished pulling a long train of passenger cars clear across the country. My train had sleeping cars with upper and lower berths. A dining car where people were served wonderful meals. Vista dome cars where people could sit on the second floor and look at the scenery through big windows. Some baggage cars and an observation car. I wouldn't be seen pulling a trainload of children's toys." This upset the clown engineer so much that he began crying again, and he had a difficult time stopping. Just then, an enormous freight engine came into the yard, puffing and blowing. Getting his courage up, the clown asked, "Please, Mr. Freight Engine, will you pull my train over the mountain?" The big freight engine had an enormous whistle, and he blew it derisively.
"I have pulled hundreds of oil tank cars, lumber cars, double-decked automobile carrying cars, refrigerated cars, and very important machinery cars. I would certainly look very silly pulling your dinky little trainload of toys. I wouldn't think of it."
And with a great blast of steam, the big freight engine roared off down the track. The clown puckered up, and it looked as if he was going to cry again. But he had run out of tears, and so he didn't. Instead, he walked into the roundhouse, and there, sitting over in a dark corner, was a rusty, dusty old engine. The clown took heart. Maybe this rusty, dusty old engine would pull his train over the mountain. But when he asked, the tired old engine replied in a whining voice,
"Oh, I can't possibly. I'm not well, you know. I have spots in front of my headlights, and my whistle's broken. Listen. Three of my wheels are flat, and I know I could never make it over the mountain."
Just then, into the roundhouse came the little blue switch engine. The clown tried once again. "Little blue switch engine, will you pull my train over the mountain?" The little blue switch engine replied,
"I am a very small engine, as you can see, and I have never been out of the railroad yard."
The clown said,
"It would be an adventure, and you would make the boys and girls on the other side of the mountain very happy if you would pull my train over there."
"I'd like to do that," said the little blue engine, "but I don't know whether I am strong enough."
"I think you could do it," said the clown. "Will you try?"
"Yes," said the little blue switch engine. "I'd like to try. I think I can, I hope." So the little blue switch engine hitched herself to the trainload of toys, and the clown engineer climbed on board, and they started out of the railroad yard. The going was easy as long as they were on the flat land, but when they started up the hill, it got rougher and tougher, and tougher and rougher. The little blue switch engine began to chug and puff and chug, and the train went slower and slower and slower. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I hope. Just then, they came to a rickety-stickety bridge over a deep canyon. It doesn't look safe to me, said the little blue switch engine. I'm sure it's all right, said the clown. Let's try. So, carefully, warily, the little blue switch engine pulled the train of toys out onto the rickety bridge. When they were halfway across, it began to sway and splinter. The little engine put on a burst of speed, and just as the train got across the canyon, the rickety-stickety bridge collapsed into splinters and firewood. The little blue switch engine gulped. That was a close one, she said, and she started up the big hill again. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I hope. Pretty soon, they came to a big, dark tunnel. The little engine stopped. I'm afraid to go in there. That tunnel's full of smoke. There may be another train in there, and we will have a wreck. No, said the clown. The signal's green. It's safe to go ahead. So, gingerly, the little blue switch engine pulled the train of toys into the dark and smoky tunnel. Slowly and more slowly she went, coughing and choking and sputtering with the smoke. Finally, she stopped. I am lost in this darkness, she said. Oh, you couldn't be lost, said the clown engineer. There is only one way to go, and that's ahead. So, the little blue switch engine started up again. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can, I hope. The little blue switch engine and the clown engineer were very happy to see the daylight when they got out of the long, dark tunnel. Up ahead, they could see the top of the hill. They were almost there. Suddenly, from the trees along the railroad track, out stepped a big brown bear, and he stopped right in the middle of the track and looked fiercely at the little blue switch engine and the clown engineer. Please step aside, Mr. Bear, said the clown. We have to get this train of toys to the children on the other side of the mountain. The bear growled menacingly. And the little blue switch engine was so frightened that she began backing down the hill. Stop, stop, said the clown. I have an idea. Go up to the bear again. So the little blue switch engine did. Out of one of the cars of the train full of toys, the clown pulled a giant-size all-week sucker. I'll give you this beautiful all-week sucker if you will let the train pass, said the clown. This made the bear very happy, and he took the lollipop and stood aside. Hooray, said the little blue switch engine. I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can. In a very few minutes, the little blue switch engine and its train full of toys was at the top of the mountain. Down in the valley lay the city. From this height, the buildings and houses looked like toys. Hooray! Hooray! Cried the little blue switch engine. And this is the song the clown engineer and the little blue switch engine sang together. This train went over the mountain. This train went over the mountain. This train went over the mountain. And look what we can see. The other side of the mountain. The town at the foot of the mountain. The town at the foot of the mountain is what we all can see. So down the other side of the mountain went the little blue switch engine and its trainload of toys. Faster and faster and faster. I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could. As the train pulled into the station in the city, the little blue switch engine tooted its whistle with joy and said, I did, I did, I did. All the children from the city were at the railroad station to meet the little blue switch engine and the clown engineer and the train full of toys. They all gave a great cheer as the clown started passing out the toys to all the happy children.